Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, visiting with Joseph Sternberg, my colleague. He's a member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's in London, and he helps me understand some of the phenomena that are life in wartime. I begin with a strange story that I didn't solve before I had a conversation with Joe. The headline in the Telegraph, this is the Tory Telegraph, so it's theoretically disposed towards the conservative majority. Rishi Sunak, that's the prime minister, criticizes Matt Hancock for appearing on I'm Celebrity. Then there's a picture of a middle-aged man with a blindfold on and his arms outstretched, looking, I suppose, something like Blind Man's Bluff. And the subhead is, the prime minister was asked at the G20 summit whether Mr. Hancock was making a fool of himself by his appearance on the show. Joe, what is I'm a Celebrity? And Matt Hancock, do I remember correctly, he was something of a scandal during the pandemic because he was health minister and violated his own mandates about dating or dating other people, something like that.
Yeah, so the full name of the program is I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. It is a reality show. C, D, and E list celebrities out to the jungle and the wilds of Australia, where they basically live around a campfire and engage in various challenges like blindfolded mazes and eating exotic, insects and that sort of thing. And, are doing this all to enhance their C, D, or E list celebrity and then win some sort of prize at the end of it. And, the controversy here is that Matt Hancock is the former health secretary. He is widely blamed for a bunch of decisions in Boris Johnson's government that may or may not have made the coronavirus pandemic worse in this country. It's hard to know how fair some of that criticism is, but it certainly seems insensitive for someone in that position to now be doing something so frivolous as this reality show. And the other complication is that although he is no longer a government minister, he is still a serving member of parliament. And for as long as he is in the wilds of Australia eating insects and living around a campfire, he is not in Westminster representing his constituents. So that has ended up being a bit of a scandal, too. And above all of that, you have the fact that the Conservative Party and Rishi Sunak especially would probably much rather talk about this ridiculous scandal than they would talk about the economic woes that they are currently facing and the difficulty that they are finding articulating a solution to that or any of the tax increases that they are about to inflict on the country.
So the prime minister then could be clever in directing our attention to a man in a blindfold in Australia, because that is one less question about his mini budget that is imminent. He's guiding us not to ask the important questions.
Yes, I mean, it's hard to know if any of them are clever enough to have planned it that way, but that does certainly seem to be one effect of it. And the only problem is that in order for that strategy, if it is a strategy, to work, people have to want to watch someone like Matt Hancock eat exotic insects in the Australian jungle.
I'm certain that I'll catch it on YouTube. There probably is a package to see him stumbling around with a blindfold. Final question, a minute. The winter in Europe, I've talked to Berlin in these last hours, and it's a moderate fall. The leaves are almost off the trees, and the heating season is not dire. The same for Rome, where they delayed the heating season 8 days, and as of last Friday, it was not severe. The south of France is fine. They're warm. It's paradise. So how is it in London, Joe? We have about a minute.
Still surprisingly and pleasingly mild here. So the energy problem that's emerging at the moment is actually the dark at this time of year, where it's pitch black outside by about 4:30. And you have all of the electricity consumption for lighting that goes along with that. But so far, we're able to hold firm on the heating because it has been unusually mild for this time of year.
And that is a positive because Russia, because natural gas, because Nord Stream 1 and 2, and also because the fact is that Europe is at the edge of the so-called oil cap, in which it will no longer take shipments by sea of oil from Russia. And therefore, it is a good thing that that the weather is moderate so far and that the natural gas storage is full up. Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of The Wall Street Journal. He's in London. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.